Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'm guessing that most of you are familiar with Shakespeare's play, Romeo and Juliet. Probably many of you studied it, maybe in high school, maybe in college. It is one of the greatest love stories, really, of all time. So many lines we know from that play itself. It's a tragic love story, if you recall, as most of us, I'm sure, do. If you haven't read it or studied it, I'm sure you might have seen the movie out just a few years ago. Romeo and Juliet, two star-crossed lovers, and Juliet and Romeo to be together because their families were at odds, ran away together, or tried to. Juliet taking a sleeping potion, and Romeo not getting the message that it was merely a sleeping potion, thinking instead she had already died. And then his great love for her, not wanting to be without her, kills himself, drinks poison, and dies. She awakes from her deep slumber, only to find Romeo has indeed killed himself for her, love of her, and without wanting not to live any longer without him, she again takes a dagger and kills herself. Tragic, tragic love story, but somehow beautiful, because these two people loved each other so deeply, not even wanting to continue on in life without one another, hoping that somehow in death they would again be united. Indeed, they were bold in what they believed about one another and what they believed about the power of love. They had amazing strength of character to take their own lives, to defy their families. Indeed, I think that's why we're captivated so much by the story written so many centuries ago and continue to produce it to this very day. A similar love story we find in our Galatians reading today, believe it or not. St. Paul says these words, "For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me." Not unlike Romeo and Juliet, I dare say, Paul is crucified with Christ, has died to the law, in essence has really given up his entire life for Jesus Christ. Much like two lovers perhaps give their lives for one another. His whole identity and his whole purpose is now shaped by this Jesus Christ, even to the point of giving up himself. And Paul stands here bold to write these words, and actually almost half of our New Testament, bold enough to stand up to authorities, to submit to being beaten, to submit to being put in prison. Indeed, I would say to submit to his final death as a martyr for the church. Bold and strong indeed, because his whole life, his whole identity, he had given up. And was crucified with Christ only to take on Christ's identity and live for Christ alone. No greater love story have I ever heard than Paul's love for Christ. And we get another love story today in our gospel lesson. What kind of love must this woman, this unknown woman who doesn't even get a name, we know she's a sinner, doesn't have a name, yet what kind of love must she have experienced from Christ our Lord to throw away all convention, knowing she would be judged, knowing she was a sinner and unclean, knowing that people would look down upon her for the acts she was about to commit? What would have possessed her to do that? The only answer I can come up with is love. Somehow she had known Jesus' deep love for her already. Somehow she already knew before Jesus even pronounced those words that she was forgiven and she was loved. What else would make her throw off her own identity as a sinful woman and dare to even stoop at his feet and kiss them? Who would do that? Someone in love. Because she had already been loved. Again, I'll go back to Paul. He talks about justification. Wonderful stuff that God justifies us, makes us right with God through Jesus Christ. But the important part of this text, I find, is the phrase here that God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul is doing all this because he knows he has first been loved. Loved to the point that Jesus Christ did give his very life for Paul. That's what this woman in our gospel lesson has to know too. She wouldn't do what she did. She wouldn't give up her own identity as sinful woman and buck all convention of the day unless she knew she was loved. She indeed puts on Christ's very identity in returning that love to him by washing and anointing and kissing his feet. And there's a love story not just going on in the text this morning. There's a love story going on in your heart today. Because in our waters of baptism, God writes it on your heart forever, loved. On you. And God begs you, God pleads with you, let me love you today. Come eat my body. Come drink my blood. Let me be inside you physically. Let me transform you with my love. Take on my identity so you can go out and be bold. Crucify yourself, crucify your ego, crucify the things that you think make you who you are, and let me be inside you. Let me motivate you. Be bold, be courageous, be loved. And know that Jesus Christ is indeed with you, inside you, loving you. And be bold and let yourself even be crucified so that you might live again, indeed, for God.